This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 13, the cure for messiness. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 38. About 3 months later, Judah was told, "Your daughter-in-law, Tamar, is guilty of prostitution, and as a result, she's now pregnant." Judah said, "Bring her out and have her burned to death." As she was being brought out, she sent a message to her father-in-law. "I am pregnant by the man who owns these," she said. And she added, "See if you recognize whose seal and cord and staff these are." Judah recognized them and said, "She is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give her to my son, Shelah." And he did not sleep with her again. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. As she was giving birth, one of them put out his hand. So the midwife took a scarlet thread and tied it on his wrist and said, "This one came out first." But when he drew back his hand, his brother came out, and she said, "So this is how you have broken out." And he was named Perez. Then his brother, who had the scarlet thread on his wrist, came out, and he was named Zerah. Life can get messy, and Judah made a mess of his life. Perhaps your life is in a jam right now. My mother, echoing some old preachers, often said, "God can make a straight line with a crooked stick." Genesis 38 shows how God's grace can give us hope in the midst of life's messiness. Judah chose a wife, Tamar, for his oldest son, but the oldest son died without children. According to custom, Tamar was given to the second son to father an heir for his brother. But then the second son also died. The next brother, Shelah, was legally required to marry Tamar next. But Judah put off the marriage indefinitely. Perhaps he felt Tamar was cursed. Desperate for her future, Tamar pretended to be a prostitute and seduced Judah to make her pregnant without his realizing it. When he found out she was pregnant by prostitution, Judah accused her of immorality. But then Tamar proved that Judah himself was the father. Judah proclaimed, "She is more righteous than I, since I wouldn't give her to my son, Shelah." She later gave birth to twin boys, and the firstborn was named Perez. Though Tamar was more righteous, she too was sinful. So are we. Christmas reminds us, in spite of our messiness, that God is in control. Jesus, our Savior, became a descendant of Perez, so that the righteousness of God might be given to all who believe in Him. What a grace. What a hope. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for the grace given to us through the righteousness of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.